Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is a Giants game tonight, and Justin's going to get his first win. And he can celebrate it with his new son. That's the plan. And I'm going over to the game to make sure that they do this right.
Yeah.
Okay?
Bring home a win, Mark.
This is on me tonight.
No doubt. Yeah.
I promise you. This I promise you. And I also promise you they're about to have a conversation with the person who is going to analyze this game both before it starts and after it ends on NBC Sports Bay Area. That is none other than former Giant reliever George Contos joining us on the River Islands guest line. Don't you feel it, George? Tonight's Justin's night, don't you think?
Hey, you sold me. Listening to that, I'm all on board with all the things that you just said, other than the fact that Cal Quantrill, who went to Stanford, might have a little bit of extra energy pitching in front of a home crowd for him, so to speak.
Yeah, does extra energy, you tell me, does that make you pitch better? Like, that dude is getting hit all over the yard for 2 years running now.
You know, I'll tell you what, every time that we would go to Chicago, I always felt like I had better stuff just because I knew I had family, friends, you know, teachers, anybody that had ever really rooted me on that was either watching the game or at the game. So I always had a little bit of extra stuff. But I agree, Cal Quantrill is going to get smoked tonight.
Yeah, and the only bummer for the Giants is that they had an off day when you're coming off a game where you just lit up the Boston Red Sox. How tough is that to go from, you know, swinging a hot bat to having a day off at home and getting back up on the horse today?
I just think off days are momentum killers. You played a really good second and third game against the Red Sox, and then you just run right into this off day. But, you know, this is the way the schedule falls. And like you mentioned, we got Justin Verlander on the mound tonight. I think he's going to get his first win. The offense, I was just over at the ballpark. Some of the boys were doing some early hitting, Flo, Willie, Raffy, they were all out there smoking the ball all over the yard. So I think everyone's in good spirits today with the Marlins coming into town.
George Contos joining us on Willard and Dibbs. All right, 1 week into the Raffy Devers experience, how does the lineup look different to you?
It just looks deeper, you know, and we're looking at this lineup right now without Matt Chapman in it. So that's a huge omission from what I think is a really long, deep, powerful lineup. I mean, he likes hitting in the two-hole, so you'll have Elliot Ramos probably hitting three, or Willie Adames hitting three, and then you got Elliot, Chappie, Flo. I mean, there's so many guys in that lineup, and what it's going to really do is, regardless of where you're at, you're not going to really want to give Raffy Devers too good of pitches to hit. So he's going to get better pitches to be seen by whoever's hitting in front of him, Yastrzemski, whoever's hitting behind him, Willie or Chappie. It just gives everybody a chance to hit better pitches and to drive in more damage.
What are you seeing from Willie, not only since Devers came, but over the last couple of weeks? Are you starting to see him turn the corner and be more like the hitter we remember from him previous years?
I think so. I mean, he just looks like he's having a good time again, not pressing as much. He was doing some of that stuff while he was working on his timing, working on his leg kick, and I think some of that has finally started to kick in. So what you're going to see out of him is just a guy who, again, he's going to get better pitches to hit with Raffy Devers in that lineup. And once he comes around and he's the guy that we heard Bob Melvin talk about it just in his post-game interview, I want to say it was 2 days ago on Sunday. You know, he's not doing what he expects of himself or what kind of the expectation was when you look at the back of his baseball card. And he's a guy who's working really hard, and I think that he's going to really hit his stride here in the second half, and this offense is going to get going to complement the good pitching that this team has.
George, let's talk about this pitching staff a little bit, because they've had a wonderful first half, and the bullpen is among the absolute best in baseball. To what degree do you feel like that is fully sustainable, or have they just had some things go their way so far?
I mean, you're talking to a guy who I think the bullpen pitching staff in general was definitely our strength when I played for this organization 12 through 17. So do I think it's sustainable? Absolutely. I mean, you have several guys down there who are well deserving of being all-stars in Randy Rodriguez and Tyler Rogers and Camilo Doval. They've all pitched incredibly well. Eric Miller has been doing a great job from the left-hand side. You know, Ryan Walker, I was just with him this morning over at the ballpark, and he's in a really great frame of mind. I expect a big second half out of him. You know, the only thing that you're going to want to try and do, and obviously it's hard to do until you lock up a postseason spot, is try to get these guys a breather, because I expect this team to make a deep run in October this year.
Do you think they need another lefty down in the pen, or can they do it with the staff that they have out of the bullpen?
Well, they've been doing it with that staff, and you know, Eric Miller is doing a great job, but you have some of those right-handed guys. You know, Randy Rodriguez is one of them. He's an absolute weapon. He can get lefties or righties out with the way that his stuff works. He's got that breaking ball that's a really good change playing slider to complement that 100-mile-an-hour fastball, 98 to 100. So, obviously, look, you'd want to have another lefty if really need be, if some of these splits from the righties got a little bit worse against the left-handed batters. But I think this bullpen has been doing such a great job, and I don't see that subsiding anytime soon.
George, I also wonder, speaking of pitchers and whether or not anybody needs to be added, you know, Verlander went through an injury and the Giants had Kyle Harrison. Well, they don't have that kind of depth anymore. Like, from bullpen options to AAA, what do the Giants do if there's another injury in the rotation?
Well, first and foremost, you cross your fingers that there's not, obviously. But, you know, Landon Roop's done a great job. Obviously, he threw that rubber match the other day, did a great job. Hayden Birdsong, I've always really, really liked how he went about his business. Everything revolves around him with just his fastball command and being able to get ahead of hitters. And then, you know, you have Wisenhunt that's gnawing at the bit, a good lefty that has the ability to – I know he's never pitched in the big leagues before, but from what I've seen from him and his numbers and his video out in AAA, he's a absolute stud with that fastball changeup combination. So I know that bringing him up, starting his clock, would be one of those things that you know, unless it was absolutely necessary where you had to fill a hole. I think they are just fine, though. Jelly can start. Tristan Beck can start if you needed a guy to fill into that five hole. So you're not really in dire straits, God forbid somebody would go down out of the rotation.
Is there any concern about innings limits for Roop and Birdsong? Certainly guys who, by the time you get to August and September, might be in uncharted territory with innings.
You know, that's always a concern, especially with young pitchers. I mean, you want to see guys not really exceed their innings limit from the year before by more than about 50. But there are ways that you can start kind of combating that. You can really not let the innings creep up, even in an efficient start. You have the pitching depth on the bullpen side with guys who can eat up innings, where you can curtail some of those innings a little bit. But, you know, this is what you need to do at the major league level. You know, we knew in spring training that these guys were going to be fighting for spots in that rotation, and the expectation is that they can go out and they can compete and pitch a full season.
George Contos with us, Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. George, especially since you were over there at the ballpark taking a look at things, where's everybody taking ground balls? Like, have you watched Rafi Devers over there at first base yet? And what kind of timeline do you think they're working on there?
You know, look, I think that they want to get him as comfortable as possible at first base to get him out there as soon as they can. But as we've heard him say, we've heard Bo Mel say, we've heard everyone talk about it, they are not going to put him at first base until he feels comfortable with that new position. Now, as a pitcher, I've never really had to go learn that, but, you know, the spin coming off the ball, all of that sort of thing is opposite of what it was always like for him at third base. So until he gets the hang of that, I definitely don't think that they're going to rush him over there. It'd be nice to have him have the ability to play some first base, but I think that that'll probably start sometime in the second half after the All-Star break once they felt that he has had some ample reps and he's not overthinking and putting pressure on himself over at first base. And then, look, I mean, obviously we just saw the move with Tyler Fitzgerald getting optioned. I think that is pretty telling, at least in my opinion, of what happens when Chappie comes back. You slide Casey Schmidt probably right over there to second base. He's done a great job. The bat is absolutely on fire right now. And the kid's just an athletic guy that he can play anywhere. So it really gives you the ability and the freedom and breathing room to try some new things with being able to put him at second base.
No doubt. And he, like you said, he's been hitting it so well of late. You got to have the bat in the lineup. Patrick Bailey not having the kind of offensive year that people would want. How important is what he's doing behind the plate to justify him being below 200 with the bat?
Well, look, I mean, the pitching staff has done what they've done, obviously, and you give them a significant majority of the credit. But, you know, Patrick Bailey has done a really good job of working with those guys and making them feel comfortable when they're on the mound. And, look, we saw it with Buster for a very long time. The pitcher-catcher relationship is incredibly important. When you're on the mound, you have to have a lot of confidence in the pitch calling and the ability to block, keep the ball in front of you, catch and throw, all of that stuff that Patrick Bailey does, you know, really, really well. So you'd like in the second half, starting today, ideally, for that bat to come alive and for him to have some more production with the bat in his hand. But it's really hard to think of what he does, like what he brings to the table from the catching side if the team didn't have that right now.
Yeah, I'd love to explore this a little bit more, George, because just coming from sort of a layperson standpoint, we hear from Giants fans all the time, and there is a lot of frustration with regard to the offensive side for Patrick Bailey. I know the team's stance, which is that this job is, it's kind of like having two jobs, and the more important one is kind of controlling the pitching staff. But to what level is that sort of taking him away from maybe the offensive work that he needs to do? Like, what do you see? How do you see this whole picture?
I mean, look, I can't disagree. I think that when you've seen what he's capable of, when he first came up his first couple of years, the bat was a plus. It was definitely a con. He handled it well. You know, I think, look, when to your point, he has to do two jobs. He's got to focus on his ability to hit and be productive at the plate. And then he also has to do the pitcher's meetings and the starting pitcher and the strategy for the game. And he's going to work on his catching stuff because he has to do that behind the plate when you're involved in every pitch thrown in the game. So I totally agree. I definitely don't think that the bat is something to ignore. He definitely, over the last few weeks, I know he's worked a little bit with Will Clark because I've talked to Will about it, and they've had some conversations. And he's gone out and done early hitting, and I know that he's done a lot of these things to try and get himself back on track. And he's definitely a guy that if they can get his bat rolling again, it just makes the lineup that much deeper. And a lot of it has to do with confidence. You know, when you're not rolling well, it can take a toll on you. The guy's putting in the work. He's getting the things that he needs to do done before the game to prepare. And it's just a matter of him having a good couple games or a good series to get that confidence back, because this game is a lot in between the ears. And when you're rolling well and you believe that you're going to get hits, those hits start to fall.
Is it made even more difficult the fact that he is a switch hitter? So not only do you have to try to maintain one swing from one side of the plate and run the pitching staff, but now you got to try to deal with two different...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Different swings.
I think that he's just been doing it for so long. I wouldn't call it a burden. I think it's definitely extra reps that you have to take because you have to keep yourself fresh from both sides of the plate. I definitely wouldn't call it an extra workload on him because he's been doing it for such a long time. But, you know, yet again, it's one of those things where when you're rolling right and you have that confidence and you have just a bloop fall or you hit a game winner or you drive a couple in, you know, you go to the plate at bat next time, and the ball doesn't quite seem like a golf ball coming, and it might seem a little bit bigger with that confidence rolling a little bit better.
George Kontos with us, Willard and Dibs. All right, I'm going to ask this one because of a couple things going on with the team right now, and I wonder to what level you can relate. Justin Verlander just had a baby over the weekend. Sean Jelly has an off-the-field situation, family-related, that I think some Giants fans know about, and they're all dealing with that. My question to you, George, is this, which is when stuff is going on off of the field, whether it's positive or negative, how does that affect the game that's going on that night?
You know, it's interesting. I think that this is one of the greatest things about playing a team sport is that whenever you have something going on, whether it's positive or negative off the field, you get to go to the ballpark and you get to walk into that clubhouse, which is the sanctuary. You know, you have 26, 25 other guys that are around you that can help take your mind off of whatever it is that's going on and help you focus on your task at hand. And obviously sometimes it's more difficult than other times, but you have the support system of all the people that are in there with you pulling in the same direction for that day and that season and whatever it may be. So I obviously look, there are things that are, you know, intangibles that absolutely have an effect on how you perform day in and day out. But the one thing that I can say is whenever a guy's going through something positively or negatively, you do have the support system of the other guys, whether it's the little nook where your locker is, whether it's pregame conversations that help take your mind off of whatever it is. So, I don't think that it affects the team. I think that, you know, everybody, for whoever it is, has something going on usually. But when you walk in the doors of that clubhouse and you have the support system of your teammates and the guys that you spend a significant amount of time with throughout the course of a season and the year, it can make things a little bit better.
George, great stuff, man. We'll be watching for you both before and after the game tonight. And we thank you so much for jumping on with us today.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Okay, there it is. George Kontos.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.